President Bush travels to North Carolina this week to host a fundraiser for Elizabeth Dole. The former American Red Cross president is running for the Senate seat now held by Jesse Helms, who's retiring after five terms. Dole's candidacy is a key part of the Republican strategy to win back control of the Senate. From Salisbury, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
After living in Washington for almost 40 years, Elizabeth Dole has returned to her childhood hometown to relaunch her political career.
Wow, thank you.
The former presidential candidate, cabinet secretary, and Senate spouse appeared before supporters at a college gymnasium this weekend in Salisbury in a quest to follow in the footsteps of a political icon.
Ladies and gentlemen, today marks the formal launch of my campaign to succeed Jesse Helms in the United States Senate. I say succeed Jesse Helms because we'll never replace him.
Right. Dole faces only minor opposition in the Republican primary. Her name recognition and fundraising ability are considered so strong that several prominent Republicans got out of the race when she got in. Dole last summer changed her voter registration to become a North Carolina resident, and she used her weekend speech to introduce herself to the state's people.
I am Mary and John Hanford's daughter, raised to believe that there are no limits to individual achievement and no excuses to justify indifference. I am Bob Dole's wife, blessed with the love of a great and decent man whose quiet acts of generosity are on a par with his wartime heroism.
Republicans are counting on Dole to hold on to a Senate seat they've controlled since 1972, when Jesse Helms was first elected. But while Helms is one of America's most passionate conservatives, Dole's campaign is more moderate. Her speeches are devoted to subjects like reforming education and strengthening the economy, but they include little mention of the controversial social issues Helms used to run on, like affirmative action, school prayer, and abortion. Party leaders say Dole's centrist message reflects the fact that North Carolina has grown larger, more urban, and more diverse since Jesse Helms' political heyday. Howard Clement is an African-American city councilman in Durham and a Dole supporter.
My constituency is not looking for more of Jesse, and that's a fact. I'm glad he's finally retired. And you've got this from a third-generation Republican who never supported him.
But do you think that those same people will support Mrs. Dole now?
Yes, they will. Because she represents a breath of fresh air.
Yet Dole's campaign also has frustrated many conservatives who made up Helms' political base. They've criticized her as too liberal on gun control, abortion, and gay rights. Warren Smith publishes several Christian newspapers in North Carolina and says Dole is attracting only lukewarm support from his readers.
A lot of conservative party faithful will reluctantly vote for her, but will do very little more than that. And the question will be, is this race going to be close enough so that she needs the grassroots organizing ability of the party faithful? And I think that if she needs that, she could be in serious trouble.
Democrats see Helms' retirement as a chance to control both of North Carolina's Senate seats for the first time in 30 years. Several candidates are competing for the Democratic nomination, including Secretary of State Elaine Marshall, former State House Speaker Dan Blue, and investment banker Erskine Bowles, who served as chief of staff in the Clinton White House. Bowles also kicked off his campaign last week with what's likely to become a common theme in the party's effort to defeat Dole.
I think North Carolina wants someone who's lived here, someone who has raised their family here, somebody who has created jobs here, somebody who understands the economy of North Carolina and how to get it moving forward again. I think that's really critically important.
Even before it's chosen its nominee, the Democratic Party has begun running negative TV and newspaper ads about Dole. Republicans have responded with ads accusing Democrats of dirty campaigning. President Bush will host a fundraiser for Dole Wednesday, his second visit to North Carolina in less than a month, underscoring the importance of the race to determining which party controls the next Senate. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Salisbury, North Carolina.